Oh, good lord. Oh, no. Oh, please don't do this to me. All the space in the world and you choose my bed. Come on, I've had a long day too. And I don't come and sit on your Laura Ashley bedspread. Just... Actually, no, don't just disappear, because then I won't be able to sleep thinking about where you were and what your evil spider intentions are. Just stay there. I know someone. Baba? He's back. In here, watching him? No, I couldn't move. Well, then he'd have time to hide, and then we wouldn't know where he is, and then I'd have to leave and never come back. We've been over this. I can stop buses and bridges, but I will not be subjected to creepy crawlies. Because they're gross and I'm 7 and scared. Look, I know I'm supposed to be a big, brave girl, but right now I'm a small, scared girl. Please work with me. There. Right there. Right on my side of the bed. Look at him, a slippery little feck. I take my eyes off him for a second and it's hide and seek for you all night. Well, I can't look for him. Because if I look for him, then I might have to get close to him. And if I get close to him, he might jump on me and bite me. Spiders bite? We don't know for sure he's a common house spider. Well, I've never seen a house spider that cocky before. He's got the attitude of a top dog arachnid. I bet he just loves this. Sitting up there knowing I can't move, can't think, can't sleep. Why else would he choose my bed and my side? He's seen me twitching and he loves it. Sicko. Ooh. Ooh, he's looking at me, Baba. He's looking at me. He's looking at me. Ooh, get him, get him, get him. I'm supposed to say gently pick him up and put him outside, but at this point I'll settle for squishing him with a heavy object. Wait, no, not on my bed. Because I don't want spider juice on my sheets. No, actually, no, don't kill him. Because he might be a she, and she might release millions of spider babies with a vendetta. We don't know that, and I'm not risking the sanctity of our home over a crawly little monster. No, just get a cup and... What are you doing? Don't go in unprotected! Ooh, oh, get him, get him. I can't believe you're picking him up with your hands. Ew! What are you doing? You threw him out the window. Just like that. And he's really gone. All gone. My hero. Oh, thank you. I am not kidding, I was about to cry. Because he was on my bed and he wasn't leaving and I couldn't look away because he was scaring me. Arachnophobia is a real thing. And it's not even ridiculous, spiders can kill people. Well, he looked dangerous. And did you know that nearly all spiders are venomous? Over 650 kinds of spider, nearly all of them have venom to kill their prey. Okay, yes, most of them prey on insects. And yes, most of them only possess an amount of venom that is not medically dangerous to humans, but... Who knows? Look at me. I can shoot lasers from my eyes. Freaks of nature happen. My point is, anomalies exist, and as far as I'm concerned, you just saved me from certain death. So yes, you are my hero. Now hold me, I'm still shaking. I did just jump into your arms. Because it's a jumping into your arms kind of situation. Hold me. And carry me to the bed, please. Because we need to claim that which was threatened. Plus, if you touch the bed first, you can intervene if there's any more spiders. But you can jump up and protect me. Being a hero isn't just a once in a blue moon kind of thing, you know. Thank you. You think it's safe? You don't think you have buddies, do you? Well, that's true. Most spiders are solitary. You never really see them involved in gang crime. They work alone like assassins. Ooh. Ooh, just thinking about it touching me and crawling all over me. Promise you'll never let that happen. I know, but promise anyway. Because that's what I do. When people ask if I'll always be around to help, I say, yeah, sure, you betcha. Because it's more comforting than I can't make that promise. This is why I had PR training. People don't want the truth. They want to be soothed so they can sleep and not worry about creepy crawlies crawling into their ear canal. I am not alone in my distrust of the eight-legged. I don't care if I am the only person on this planet with super speed and super strength. My fear is valid and it is shared by millions. Yes, millions. 3 to 6% of the Earth's population. And given that we currently host approximately 8.3 billion people, 3 to 6% makes up roughly anywhere between 249 to 498 million. Ergo, my very rational and very real aversion is shared by millions. Mostly women. And they tend to live longer, so I'm sticking with them. Of course I'm wound up. I nearly died. Kinda. A little bit. I felt like near death. Yeah, but falling planes and atomic bombs are par for the course. I know what they are, I expect them. Those things with the twitchy little legs and the way they skitter across the floor when you turn the lights on. It's not funny, if I didn't have you, I'd have to book a hotel and call pest control. They might have made an exception for me. I don't play the supercard very often, but when it comes to spiders, I'm ready to be a diva. Do you know who I am? Good. Then go in there and rid me of this terrorism. It's not fair. I didn't ask to be a scaredy cat. It's the way I was made. I'm sorry. For being a big baby. I know, logically, it doesn't make any sense. Fear doesn't have to make sense, that's why it's fear. It's like homophobia or racism. It's stupid, but you're never gonna get rid of it. Okay, maybe it makes a little bit more sense than racism and homophobia. Thank you. That's one of the nicest things you ever said to me. What? Really? I kind of like it when I'm old. Save me. I thought maybe it might be silly. Oh, okay, I walked into that one. A nice kind of silly. Like how you're scared to go into my purse for fear you'll never find your way out? Oh, I know, I know. Women's bags are never ending. You were lucky to make it out of there alive. Oh, I know. You were brave to even make an attempt. Love you. Not just because you rescued me from spiders. You also parallel parked my car. Baba, I'm a super. I'm not a magician. Lasers and freeze rays can do much, but they cannot force me to parallel park. Because I'm just a girly girl. Living in a girly world. And girly girls don't parallel park.